Hello everyone, my name is Eunjun. I'm a FOSS enthusiast, PostmarketOS trusted contributor, and SXMO co-maintainer. I've been contributing to the PostmarketOS ecosystem since 2020, and it's my favorite thing to hack on. You can find links for all the stuff I mentioned in a blog post on my website, momi.ca. So the beginning of PostmarketOS. PostmarketOS is a standard Linux distribution. It's based on Alpine Linux. The project originally started with wanting to install an environment that's very similar to what you would have on Fedora or Ubuntu on your desktop or laptop onto your Android phone. So it's a standard Linux distribution on a phone form factor with USB modem for calls, text, and mobile data. You can install desktop GIMP, desktop Firefox, have a regular Unix-like file hierarchy, use rsync to copy files over, SSH, and you can basically do anything on your phone that you would do on your Linux desktop or server. Provided you use a Linux laptop or desktop, there's no need to learn any new apps. Anything you know carries over to all your devices. And there are similar projects to PostmarketOS for mobile phones like Mobian and Arch Linux ARM. And in fact, today we have a flood of insecure devices such as smart TVs, smartwatches, and PostmarketOS can be used to improve user freedom on these devices. So very quickly, we support a variety of user interfaces, everything from GNOME to Plasma Mobile to tiling window managers are supported, like SXMO. And in fact, you can install PostmarketOS on wearables like watches, and for that, we support Asteroid UI, which is a free software UI for watches. Since we also support devices that have the form factor of a TV box, we support entertainment UI called Kodi. To get Linux distribution on all these devices, we have developed a tool called PM Bootstrap. We say PostmarketOS boots on over 500 devices. Boots means it boots up and loads the Linux kernel, and that's pretty much it, and everything from Wi-Fi to the display doesn't work. But then there's something like the OnePlus 6 where almost everything works except for the camera. Now back to the install process. On these smart devices, TVs, phones, etc., each device requires its own special workflow. Moreover, this workflow changes depending on the host Linux distribution and requires a lot of manual steps, and any guides we write would quickly go out of date. So we used to have a bunch of shell scripts, and these shell scripts that PostmarketOS started with